inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and dough.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, some pro tips on picking peonies. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Let's say I'm a gardener who has some peonies plants in my yard. Should I wait until they bloom?
Well, it depends. And if you want to just watch them bloom and enjoy them out in the garden, or if you want to pick some to bring them indoors for your table vase or to share with others.
Peonies are quite popular, especially in the flower industry. They're used for weddings and other occasions, right?
Indeed, and Alaska has become the number one supplier for this particular time of year, from now, basically from mid-June into August and even into September, because nobody else in the world has peonies blooming. So, yes, the high demand. And folks up north are growing, expanding acreage, and a lot of professional research has been done to see how to make them last, how to make them a better cut flower for long-term storage and sale.
And so how do they do it?
So for picking them for storage, the best time, so go out into your garden, watch the buds, and as the buds are expanding, they start to show color of whether they be reds, pinks, whites, or other. And when you start seeing that, then squeeze the bud. And when that bud starts to feel soft, starts to soften, kind of like a marshmallow, and that's how they describe it, that's the time to pick. And cut them with as much stem as you can, pass up to a foot of stem. The commercially, the longer the stem, the more value they have. And then bring them indoors into warm water, and usually it'll take about a day or so, or a little more, to open. And then they last up to a week or more, where if you cut them when they're fully open, a day or two, and usually all the petals fall off. So that gives you a longer time period to enjoy the flowers.
What if you don't want them to bloom indoors right now? What if you want to kind of wait until a little bit later on in the spring and summer?
I've got friends here who, learning from the pros, have taken, again, cut the flowers now, put them into a plastic bag, loosely, you don't even tie it necessarily, but and with a little bit of moist paper towel just around the stems, around the base of the stems, into the fridge, and they can stay in the refrigerator. Commercially, they'll 6 weeks or more can be refrigerated, but even we can do that on a smaller scale for a couple of weeks. If you've got an event coming up, perhaps, that you want to save them for, and then bring them out, recut the bottom inch of stem off. Again, put them into some just lightly warm water, and they will open up nicely.
What if you find some bugs or ants on your buds here as you're picking them? Should you be worried?
Ants are famously like peonies, and apparently they go up onto the buds to lick, to remove some of the sticky sap that helps cover the buds. It is not harmful to the peonies, nor is it particularly beneficial to the peonies. They aren't necessary for their opening. So if you see them, that's fine. And before you bring them indoors, just gently shake the ants off so you don't bring them in the house with you.
Okay, and any other tips for peony care after you pick the buds for your plants out in the yard? Anything else you should be doing for the rest of the summer?
The plants in the yard, yes, because some of them are susceptible to botrytis, a fungus issue, a fungus disease. It's worthwhile doing cleanup, and if you see the evidence, which is the browning and curling of the leaves, at least clip off those affected leaves, and in the fall, remove all of the stems. They die back to the ground and regrow next year. So cut them down and remove that material from the garden so that you're less likely to have an infestation of it. And our baking soda spray we've mentioned earlier, using a teaspoon or two of baking soda to a quart of water to spray on leaves of the peonies can be beneficial also.
Okay. And in, over the last few weeks, we've gotten some questions from listeners about a bunch of different subjects. And one was from a listener in regards to an episode that we just aired. I believe it was last week. So I wanted to see if you could probably answer this. Sam writes, can rhododendrons tolerate bark as a mulch? I know we've talked about mulch in previous weeks.
Yes, and mulch is very beneficial to rhododendrons because they are so shallow-rooted. And bark, the fine bark that we might buy at the at our local retailers, or the wood chips even that are often freely available along the highway from the guys who are clearing under the power lines, are good. And they are acidic, which is good for rhododendrons. And so if we spread that 1 to 2 inch thick around and underneath our rhododendrons, they gradually break down, and it helps keep moisture in, helps keep the roots cool, and as it breaks down, is acidic and eventually turns to soil.
Okay, and we'll get to those other listener questions here in upcoming episodes. Thanks a lot, Ed.
All right. Till next time, Matt.
Is a rake and a hole and a piece of fertile ground.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on Morning Edition every Thursday during the spring, summer, and early fall. And you can also go online to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk, and you can ask a question of your own and sign up for the podcast.